Hey, it's Curtis Grambo calling.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How was the holiday season for you?
I was fast and slow, if that makes sense, because I'm out in Alberta.
Doing a little bit of back and forth?
Back and forth, plus I got the kids and the grandkids out in Brandon, Manitoba.
Oh, nice.
I saw them the week before, so yeah, it was all over the place.
Love that. You know, it's always a hectic time around the holidays, but I mean, it's good because you get see a dose of the people that you might not normally get to see. You eat a lot of food, which I'm sure you guys did.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to get rid of that now.
That's so relatable. And then, nose to the grindstone. You've been working hard.
Yeah, I've been just trying to keep going. I got diagnosed with MS here in like 2019, just after my birthday. They hit me with primary progressive MS, which is a bad one, but I'm kind of kicking his butt.
That's good, man. You know, I'm sorry to hear about the diagnosis, but
I'm kicking his butt.
You're making lemonade with the lemons you've been dealt.
That's right.
Well, the song that we're talking about, I'm really digging too. So you worked with Dwayne Steele on Till I Get It Back.
You know what? I called. I wasn't working, not able to, and with the medical situation, and I called a bunch of my buddies and said, I want to write something, boys. Dwayne's the first one to call me back. I had a bunch of ideas, and we wrote that sucker in like 2 days.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty cool.
You know, it was like kind of a thing that's meant to be when the song is kind of already there and you're just sort of working together to uncover it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it was definitely a 50-50 deal, too. Some great lines from both of us, my opinion.
Ooh.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, obviously, like you said, you and Dwayne kind of go back a ways, but this is the first time that you've ever worked on something together, isn't it?
It is. It is the first time we wrote, so we're going to do more, of course.
Oh, good.
And I just told Dwayne, I talked to him yesterday, setting the song up, making sure it's all set up on SoCan. And I told him about the interview I'm going to do with you, and he said, shut up. He's pretty pumped. I said, what, you have trouble getting on there, buddy? And I was kidding him. But no, very impressive. I'm very excited to be talking to you, man.
Oh, likewise, man. Well, the song is super fun. Like, and I love the guitar licks that are in there, too. Like, it's a super fun song to listen to. But if somebody hasn't heard it yet, set up a little bit of background for somebody that's going to it. Tell me a little bit about Till I Get It Back.
Okay, well, Till I Get It Back, like a bunch of other songs I've written, it's just an idea I had, and I had a melody in my head, you know, Till I Get It Back. And I just went down the list on it. When I was talking to Dwayne with ideas, he said, wait, go back to that Till I Get It Back. And it's this exactly how it went. He just kind of jumped back at me and said, now I'll never have a love like that Till I Get It Back. And I said, well, there you go. Let's write it. So, yeah, pretty cool.
The proof was in the pudding.
Yes, I believe so.
I think the amount of times when a song is catchy as this one, the amount of times I hear the songwriter say, well, you know, there was just this lick or this line that was stuck in my head and I had to get it out. So there's got to be value when something like that gets stuck in your head. You know, it's because it's catchy, right? You got to capture that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I believe that very much. And most of the licks or most of the lines that I get are from people talking the way they talk. Sit and try to make up stuff and do it cleverly. But people talk in songs, really. They really do. And they just got to listen. And I'm always going, hey, I think that's a song. I think that's a song. Has anyone wrote that? That kind of thing.
Well, and really, some of the best country music is, you know, a kind of a capture of the way people talk, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Till I Get It Back, and we've got this on Ride It or Bucket, so people are going to vote one way or the other, whether they want to keep hearing it. I, full honesty here, man, I foresee good things happening with this song, because, like I said, it's a super fun song to listen to. The guitar licks, again, I don't know who's playing guitar on the tune, but there's some really great guitar in there.
That's my buddy Johnny. Johnny Gasparic, called him the six pack. He played with me for 11 years.
Oh, wow.
He's at MCC Studios now in Calgary, and I've recorded all my stuff with him. Everything I've done has been with Johnny, other than when I was down in Nashville.
And then super easygoing in the studio with him?
Absolutely. It's just home. Yeah, it's just home, and he's just been honing his craft. I mean, he's really getting it down. I really like the song too, but I mean, I've always liked. I'm always excited when I got something new, but this one's different. And on top of that, I've had it done for probably 6 months. And I was even talking to some other artists that were liking it. A buddy of mine, Brad Sims, he was thinking about doing it. And I thought, you know what? I don't have a lot of dates right now. And you're kind of set up with some management. Go ahead and give it a go if you want. But everyone I played it for kept saying, man, I really like that. That's very different than all the rest of the stuff I've done.
Well, and then the thing that you said that really gets me excited is that, you know, after this is all said and done, you're planning on doing more with Dwayne.
Oh, absolutely. And other and lots of others. Yeah, I'm going to write more. I'm feeling so much better right now with the health situation. And I'm going to go back and start singing again, like touring again. I worked quite a bit last year. Not quite a bit, but enough. There's not a whole bunch of places to play if you don't have anything going on, right? But yeah, we did. I played. But that just makes me want to play more.
Ain't that just the way, though?
Yeah, I'll never stop. I can't. It makes me sad.
Well, and really, like, you get bit by the bug of music. Like, once you're in, right? You get that rush of being on the stage and playing and having a crowd respond. And you can't get enough of it.
No, there's no out. It's just such a great feeling to be able to do what you love.
And so is that kind of in the possible writing for 2025? You're looking at more shows, too?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I want to get back into some festivals too. Depending on how the song does, it all depends on that, right? You got to get some kind of buzz going.
You got to get the train rolling, so to speak.
Yeah, it's like get that wheel rolling.
Well, and I mean, there's as good a reason as any, other than, you know, the quality of the song, to throw a righted vote down, because we want this train to keep on rolling here.
Yeah, fire it up. Let's go.
Let's go. Well, I'm here for it, man. That's a certified ride it vote from me. Till I get it back, Curtis Grambo, working together with Dwayne Steele on that one. I love this song, and I'm really excited for you, man. 2025 is looking to be a great year for you.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much, and all the best to you in 2025, buddy. And I hope to see you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Well, we'll be here with bells on when you're around our neck of the woods. Come by and say hi.
I will do that.
All right. Curtis Grambo, thank you so much for this. Best of luck with Till I Get It Back. I know you don't need it, but it's nice to put that out into the universe.
Yeah, well, I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take it.
Okay, well, really excited to hear what else you got up your sleeve in the future too, buddy.
Right on, man. I got some going, that's for sure, but they're not anywhere near enough to say they're done. So,
well, we're here with our ears open. We're ready for you.
I'd like to say hello to everybody in Saskatoon also. Okay, thanks.
Yes, absolutely. All the best. Thank you so much, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.